Iowa State basketball coach Fred Hoiberg has agreed to a new 10-year, $20 million deal with the Cyclones that will run through 2023. Hoiberg, who just completed his third season with the Cyclones, finalized the contract with Iowa State President Stephen Leith and Athletic Director Jamie Pollard on Thursday night. Hoiberg, a former star player at Iowa State, has led ISU to back-to-back NCAA tournament appearances for the first time in 12 years. That deal is nearly identical to the one that Pollard and football coach Paul Rhodes agreed to before last season. Less than 2 weeks after firing Mark Phelps, Drake University has named its new head basketball coach.
I could not be more excited to introduce to you right now the new Drake men's basketball coach, Ray Giacoletti.
That's Drake Athletic Director Sandy Hatfield Club. The 50-year-old Giacoletti is a native of Peoria, Illinois, and has been a head coach at North Dakota State, Eastern Washington, and Utah. He spent the past six seasons as an assistant coach at Gonzaga.
I've been very fortunate to be a head coach for 10 years, be an assistant before that, but the last six, I think, truly opened my eyes up as far as what it means to be a student athlete, to do it the correct way with character, work ethic, and it's the same morals and values that I know Drake basketball envisions.
Giacoletti led Eastern Washington to the NCAA tournament. He also led Utah to the Sweet 16, but was later fired after 3 years with the Utes.
In the middle of your career, whether you're a lawyer or a doctor or whatever you are, you get very few chances to learn again. And I had a unique experience 6 years ago getting released at Utah after 3 years, and after 2 years taking a team to the Sweet 16, I had an experience that at the time was devastating, but has made me a better person and made me a better coach because I had a chance to learn a new system.
Giacoletti says he wanted to be a head coach again, but he wanted the right opportunity.
It's a place that I think has a real opportunity to grow the basketball program, and that's take nothing away from the history of Drake basketball. But I was looking for a place where you could grow it and grow it the right way, grow it with good Midwest values and character and work ethic and being a student first, and Drake has all those qualities.
Giacoletti says he wants his teams to be fundamentally sound.
One of the things I told the team yesterday was the team that out-rebounds its opponent each night wins 80% of the time. I mean, that's an amazing statistic on one aspect of the game. We want to be sound in each fundamental discipline of the game. But it's going to go back to playing great defense to create turnovers or getting stops so we can get out and run and push the basketball.
Well, Giacoletti says his first priority is the current players on the roster and generating interest in the program as he takes over a program that's played in the NCAA tournament only one time since 1970. In NCAA play last night, Ohio State got a go-ahead three-pointer from LaQuinton Ross with 2 seconds left to play in a 73-70 win over Arizona in the NCAA West Regional Semifinals. Ross scored 14 of his 17 in the second half for the Buckeyes, who rallied from an early 11-point deficit to post their 11th straight win. Deshaun Thomas had 20 points for Ohio State. Malcolm Armstead scored 18 points, and Carl Hall added 16 points as Wichita State advanced to the Final Eight of the NCAA tournament for the first time in 32 years. With a 72-58 win over LaSalle. That's earned the Shockers a shot at Ohio State in the West Regional Final. Wichita State led all the way in eliminating the 13th-seeded Explorers. The Shockers' 29th win of the season equaled the school record for the most in a season. Michael Carter-Williams poured in 24 points, and Syracuse rode a disruptive zone defense to a 61-50 win over top-seeded Indiana to reach the NCAA tournament's East Regional Final. Syracuse limited Indiana to its lowest point total of the season, forced 19 turnovers, compiled 10 block shots, and held the normally efficient Hoosiers to 33% shooting. Syracuse will face number 3-seed Marquette Saturday night in an all-Big East matchup for a berth in the Final Four. Coach Jim Boeheim and the Orange haven't been to the national semifinal since Carmelo Anthony led them to the 2003 title. Marquette built a double-digit lead in the first half and went on to a 71-61 win over Miami as they earned a spot in the East Regional title game. Jameel Wilson scored 16 for the Golden Eagles, who get a shot at the Hurricanes after a couple of close comeback wins. This one was different, though. Vander Blue scored 14 as Marquette made it to the Elite Eight for just the first time since 2003. Shane Larkin had 14 for the Hurricanes, who shot just 35% from the floor. A North Carolina State's Lorenzo Brown has announced that he's going to skip his senior season for a shot with the pros. Wolfpack coach Mark Gottfried says he's spoken with representatives of about 15 to 20 NBA teams and believes that Brown can be a first-round pick. A second-team All-Atlantic Coast Conference pick by both the media and the coaches. The 6'5" Brown averaged over 12 points and a league-best 7 assists per game. Just 3 games in the NBA last night. Milwaukee beat the LA Lakers 113-103. Indiana stopping Dallas 103-78. Sacramento outscored Phoenix 117-103. In the National Hockey League last night, Toronto beat Carolina 6-3. The New York Islanders in a shootout 4-3 over Philadelphia. Pittsburgh beat Winnipeg 4-0. It was Florida over Buffalo in a shootout 5-4. Ottawa topping the New York Rangers 3-0. Los Angeles beat St. Louis 4-2. Phoenix outscored Nashville 7-4. It was Edmonton over Columbus 6-4. Vancouver beat Colorado 4-1. San Jose blanking Detroit 2-0. I'll have more sports after this timeout.
In today's world, our cell phones have become a vital part of our lives. Whether it's staying in touch with loved ones or updating our status on Facebook, make sure you have the best cell phone coverage by signing up with Verizon Wireless at White Pole Road Sailor. Hi, this is Janet. If you're looking to stay up to date on the latest in smartphones, or you just want a basic cell phone that's easy to use, our wide variety is sure to fit your needs. Or if you're on the go, don't forget about our hands-free Blue Parrot headsets. At White Pole Road Sailor, we're a locally owned Verizon Wireless provider. Dean Stormer and I have over 20 years of experience, and we'd be glad to walk you through the latest in cell phone technology, like the new talk-to-text feature. Or if you need a reliable locksmith, Wayne Johnson does residential and commercial work. White Pole Road Sailor in Anita, open Monday through Friday from 7:30 to 6, and on Saturday, 8 to noon. Give us a call at 712-762-3022. Or come see us at White Pole Road Sailor, 764 Main Street in Anita.
Well, Nebraska-Omaha will play Creighton this weekend at the minor league ballpark that's home to the Omaha Storm Chasers. Saturday's game will be the first of 4 non-conference games scheduled at Werner Park this year. The Creighton versus Nebraska-Omaha game is scheduled to start at 1 o'clock Saturday. It's the second game of a 3-game weekend series between those two teams. The other two games in the series will be played at TD Ameritrade Stadium in downtown Omaha tonight and Sunday afternoon. Well, former New York Mets manager Bobby Valentine will be a pregame and postgame analyst for some of the team's telecasts on cable channel SNY this season. Valentine was an analyst for ESPN in 2011 before taking over the Red Sox last season. He has also been manager of the Texas Rangers and Japan's Chiba Lot Marines. He's also been the new athletic director of Sacred Heart in Connecticut, and he's an analyst for NBC Sports Radio. Late Hall of Fame pitcher Bob Feller is being honored by Major League Baseball with an annual award named for him. The Bob Feller Active Valor Award will be given each year to a major leaguer and Hall of Famer who displays good character, assists those less fortunate, supports U.S. servicemen and women, and conducts himself with dignity on and off the field. Feller served in the Navy during World War II, interrupting his baseball career to enlist immediately after the Japanese attacked Pearl Harbor in 1941. Despite missing 4 seasons of play, the Van Meter native recorded 266 career victories and led the American League in wins 6 times and strikeouts 7 times. In other baseball news, the San Francisco Giants are sticking with a winning combination as they have extended the contracts of general manager Brian Sabian and manager Bruce Bochy through the 2016 season. Both had previous deals set to expire after this summer. Under the leadership of those two, the Giants have won 2 of the last 3 World Series titles. The New York Mets say Johan Santana has injured his left shoulder again and likely will need surgery that will cause him to miss the 2013 season. The 2-time Cy Young Award winner missed the 2011 season following shoulder surgery in September of 2010. He returned last year and pitched the first no-hitter in the team's history. Santana hasn't pitched in an exhibition game this year because of arm weakness. Mets general manager Sandy Alderson said Santana's $25 million salary this year is not covered by insurance. The Mets will also owe him a $6 million buyout after this season. Oakland Athletics right-hander Fernando Rodriguez has undergone reconstructive elbow surgery. The team said before Thursday's exhibition game at the San Francisco Giants that the procedure had no complications. Rodriguez will rejoin the A's on Saturday to begin his rehabilitation process. Typical recovery time is 12 to 18 months. In NFL news, the Kansas City Chiefs have hired former Vikings head coach Brad Childress, reuniting him with Andy Reid. Childress, who spent last season as the offensive coordinator for the Cleveland Browns, will be the Chiefs' spread game analyst, and he'll work on special projects. He spent 5 years as the Minnesota head coach, a stint that included two division titles. The team was 12-4 in 2009. Childress previously spent 7 seasons with the Philadelphia Eagles, where he worked with Reid, the new Chiefs head coach. Childress coached the quarterbacks for the first 3 years and spent the final 4 as offensive coordinator. That hire was announced yesterday. Defensive lineman Vaughn Martin has agreed to terms with the Miami Dolphins after starting the past 2 seasons with the San Diego Chargers. Martin played in the end in the Chargers' 3-4 scheme, but likely will play tackle in the Dolphins' 4-3 defense. He was a fourth-round draft pick by the Chargers in 2009 and started 27 games the past 2 years. He missed the final 3 games in 2012 with a groin injury. The Indianapolis Colts have acquired fullback Stanley Havili in a trade with Philadelphia in exchange for defensive end Clifton Gathers. Indy also has Jeff Linkenbach, a restricted free agent, who signed his qualifying offer. He played in all 48 regular season games since the Colts signed him in 2010. In racing news, Mark Martin will drive for Joe Gibbs Racing while Denny Hamlin recovers from a fractured vertebrae in his lower back. Martin's first start will be next week at Martinsville Speedway, where he wasn't scheduled to race. The 54-year-old Martin has driven one other time for JGR in the Nationwide Series last year in Las Vegas, where he finished second. Hamlin is expected to miss at least 5 races while he heals up. JGR didn't specify how long Martin will be in the car, but the 5th race is at Talladega. That's a track that Martin has opted to skip the last few years. And in golf, D.A. Points rolled in birdie putts in the first 5 holes, and he went on to an 8-under-64 for the lead in the first round of the Houston Open. That's given him a one-shot edge over Cameron Tringale and John Rollins. Angel Cabrera is in a group 2 shots back, and Lee Westwood is among those that trail by 4. Phil Mickelson closed with a double bogey and 2 bogeys in his final 4 holes as he settled for a 72. Rory McIlroy shot 73 in his opening round. That's Check of Sports this hour, brought to you by White Pole Road Cellular. Call them at 712-762-3022 on Main Street in Oneita. I'm Jim Field, KJAN Sports.